Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hey, Cheryl. I'm following up on a service order that was supposed to, we were supposed to have something installed yesterday, and I called early this morning, and they were going to check on it, and I still haven't heard back on when my ovens will be installed.
Okay, so you were scheduled for an install on yesterday. That didn't happen,
yeah.
And you called right. today, and no one has followed back up with you.
That's correct.
Okay, do you have your order number?
No, I have to give you my phone number. I don't have the order number.
Okay, and let's just see here. All right, what is that phone number, please?
760-608-2441.
That's 760-608-2441.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
All right, waiting on that information to populate in the system, okay?
And maybe when you get it, if you could give me the order number, it will speed it up if I have to call again.
Okay, I'll provide that for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Still waiting on it to load.
It's been a slow computer day.
It's a slow computer day around here every day. Every day is a slow computer day.
Considering how much we have to do on computers, that gets frustrating, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely does. Understand why it's so slow. But it is. Okay, and if you verify the name and address on the order for me.
Yes, it's Nancy Hodge, H-O-D-G-E, 2253 South 194th Street, Queen Creek, Arizona.
Okay, your order number is going to be 06, F as in Frank, 10, E as in Eric, 76.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, I see she did send an email over. This was for a built-in double oven. Okay. I'm trying to see a response. Okay, so I just sent them another email because I see you spoke with Marvin Jackson, and he was saying the 4th, but they said the 4th was no availability, and the rest of the week is also not allowing me to do, to get it scheduled. So I have sent them an email because the following week also the calendar is locked out. So I'm asking them to please let us know an available date to get this order scheduled.
Okay, so this is what I've been doing since December 27th. This is what I've been doing since December 27th. That was the first time we tried to schedule this, and the calendar was blocked off. Nothing happened. When I talked to Marvin Jackson, let's see, what date did I talk to him? I talked to him, it looks like on the first part of January. Well, actually, no, it was the middle of January. What he said was he gave me the 4th, and then I got a call back, and I don't have the date of the call or who it was, but they scheduled it for yesterday, the 2nd. Never got a confirmation, and so now I'm back to where I am where you guys can't get to the calendar. Is there a way to call them directly or get something other than emails going back and forth?
No, ma'am, because the team that has the ability to unlock the calendars, all we have is an email address for them. I can call the technician, but beyond the tech, there's no one else that I could call.
Okay, so they've tied your hands too.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, obviously I've missed Thanksgiving with an oven that doesn't work. I've missed Christmas, and now it's February. It's getting a little frustrating. Anything you could do, or another number you can give me, or I don't care who gets this taken care of, but I'm running out of time to even be able to return my ovens, and that's not fair.
Yes, ma'am. So.
So could you call the tech to see why he didn't show up today or yesterday?
I'm thinking because I had an order right before you call with this same tech office. It must be an issue with the tech office, but let me just check and see one moment.
Okay.
Because I couldn't get them scheduled either.